From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama said tonight the additional 30,000 U.S. troops he is ordering to Afghanistan will move in quickly. And at the same time, the president outlined an exit strategy for the war, promising U.S. forces will begin coming home from Afghanistan within 18 months. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Speaking at West Point, President Obama said the additional troops will deploy to Afghanistan early next year in an effort to break the momentum of a resurgent Taliban. He said the troops will move into the country as quickly as possible. Mr. Obama also said U.S. troops will begin leaving Afghanistan in the summer of 2011.
It will be clear to the Afghan government, and more importantly to the Afghan people, that they will ultimately be responsible for their own country.
Mr. Obama said the withdrawal of U.S. troops will be done responsibly once Afghan forces are ready to take over. White House aides stressed the 18-month target reflects only the beginning of the troop drawdown. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Florida Highway Patrol says it is issuing golfer Tiger Woods a careless driving citation in connection with a car crash outside his Orlando area mansion last week. Woods was injured after reportedly smashing his SUV into a fire hydrant and a tree early Friday morning. Woods' wife told police she used a golf club to smash out the vehicle's back windows and get her husband out of the vehicle. Woods has declined to speak about rumors surrounding the accident. He's also announced he will not be participating in his own golf tournament, citing injuries. Woods will face no criminal charges and only a $164 fine for the citation. There's new evidence the U.S. economic recovery remains weak. A survey released today says factory activity grew, but more slowly than expected last month. More from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The Institute for Supply Management said its manufacturing index fell to 53.6 in November. The number suggests that factory activity increased, with both production and orders data up. U.S. exports have risen, and inventories of manufactured goods have gotten quite low, forcing companies to ramp up production. Still, the index was lower than the preceding months, which suggests that total factory activity declined. At the same time, the Commerce Department said construction activity was basically flat during October. While residential construction rose, the gains were offset by a decline in the commercial sector. The government also said construction was lower in August and September than first reported. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
General Motors is looking for new president and CEO. That follows an unexpected announcement today that GM chief executive Fritz Henderson will leave the automaker. The departure comes after a meeting of GM's 13-member board of directors in Detroit. Company chairman Ed Whitaker Jr. will serve as interim replacement. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 126 points, ending the session at 10,471. The Nasdaq was up 31 points today. This is NPR. It's a mixed bag in terms of the November sales numbers from many of the major automakers. Both GM and Chrysler, now partially taxpayer-owned, reported sales drops last month, 2% and 25% respectively. Toyota and Ford had slightly better sales numbers. Ford says its sales, while basically flat, showed gains in sales of crossovers and trucks. Also posting solid sales numbers was Korean automaker Hyundai, which posted double-digit sales growth in November, and Honda, which says its sales were up 5.5%. The Federal Housing Administration has pulled its approval from Ideal Mortgage Bankers, also known as Lend America. The action essentially shuts that lender down, NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
If you watch cable TV, you've probably seen an ad for Lend America.
Lend America, one of the nation's leading FHA lenders, announces a bombshell, multi-million-dollar commitment for homeowners to refinance.
Lend America is making home loans available immediately to refinance.
Government-backed loans issued by Lend America defaulted at more than double the national average. FHA says the company failed to document borrowers' income and creditworthiness and submitted false paperwork. In addition to pulling Lend America's permission to issue FHA loans, the agency is also imposing a $500,000 fine. Lend America says it is surprised and disappointed by the action and is reviewing its options. The company has 30 days to appeal but isn't allowed to issue FHA loans in the meantime. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil closed up $1.09 a barrel, ending the session at $78.37 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.